2024戒烟就赢比赛开跑，尼古清戒烟喷雾陪你一起强大。戒烟不容易，单靠意志力戒烟的人，时常无法克服戒断症状而失败。尼古清戒烟喷雾将是你的神队友，简单一喷，药品急速释放，立即缓解七大戒断症状，不限场合，提高戒烟成功率。除了尼古清神队友，你还可以寻求专业医疗人员协助，一起迈向戒烟成功之路。尼古清戒烟喷雾，用科学方法戒烟，请咨询全台各大药局及戒烟门诊。本广告由尼古清戒烟喷雾卫部药书字第027835号提供，嘉安嘉户股份有限公司，台北市中山区民生东路3段2号10楼，北市卫药广字第113030190号。尼古清戒烟喷雾，相伴每个新开始。
Chapter 9 In the Workplace，
一起来当华丽的上班族吧。
Unit 1 Job Application
求职。
1. Resume
履历表，美国人天天用的字词。
1. Resume
履历表。
2. CV
履历简历。
3. Employer
雇主。
4. Employee
雇员。
5. Supervisor
主管督导。
6. Personal details
个人细节。
7. Maiden name
婚前姓氏娘家姓氏。
8. Date of birth
出生日期。
9. Marital status
婚姻状态。
10. Hobby
嗜好。
11. Pastime
消遣娱乐。
12. Profession
专业。
13. Skill
技能。
14. Experience
经验。
15. Educational background
教育背景。
16. Work history
工作经验。
17. Career highlights
职涯成就。
18.Reason for leaving
离职原因。
19. Summary statement
结论。
20. Suitably qualified
适切合格的。
21. Qualification
条件资格。
22. Occupation
职业。
23. Career
事业。
24.Duty
职责。
25. Former
从前的昔日的。
26. Previous
先前的。
27. Apply
申请。美国人都这样说，个人资讯。
Put your maiden name on your CV
在履历上写下娘家姓氏。
Shall I put my date of birth on the resume?
我该在履历上写出生日期吗？
You need to update your marital status.
你需要更新你的婚姻状态。工作经验与相关技能。
What skills are required?
需要怎样的技能？
I have experience as a supervisor.
我有担任主管的经验。
Write your reason for leaving each job.
写下你每份工作的离职原因。教育背景与条件。
Please include your educational background.
请填上教育背景。
You have excellent qualifications.
你的条件十分优异。
I'm not suitably qualified to apply for this job.
我没有适切的资格能申请这份工作。一起跟美国人开杠。
Shall I put my maiden name on my CV?
I guess so. And change your marital status from single to married.
Do you think I am suitably qualified for the job?
You have previous experience as a supervisor.
But I don't have all the qualifications.
Unit 1. Job application.
求职.
2. Documents.
相关文件. 美国人天天用的字词.
1. College degree.
大学学位.
2. Diploma.
学位文凭.
3. Document.
文件.
4. Application.
申请书.
5. Cover letter.
求职信.
6. Handwritten.
手写的.
7. Master's degree.
硕士学位.
8. Transcript.
抄本, 副本.
9. Certification.
证书.
10. Supporting.
搭配的, 次要的.
11. Notarized.
公证的.
12. Supporting documents.
附加文件.
13. Notarized documents.
公证文件.
14. Copy.
副本, 拷贝.
15. Identification, ID.
身份证明.
16. Social Security Number.
社会安全码.
17. Passport photo.
护照照片.
18. Portfolio.
作品选集.
19. Reference.
介绍函.
20. Letter of Recommendation.
推荐函.
21. Felony.
重罪.
22. Criminal.
犯罪的.
23. Felony record.
重案记录.
24. Criminal record.
犯罪记录. 美国人都这样说, 履历表.
You will need to include a cover letter.
你需要附上一封求职信.
Send your CV as soon as possible.
请尽快投递你的履历.
My resume is not up to date.
我的履历没有更新. 附加文件.
Do you have a portfolio?
你有作品选集吗?
These documents need to be notarized.
这些文件需要被公证过.
Could you write me a letter of recommendation?
您可以为我写封推荐信吗? 身份证明.
3 forms of ID are required.
需要附上三种身份证件.
The application requires a passport photo.
这项申请需要有护照照片.
What's your social security number?
你的社会安全码是什么? 一起跟美国人开杠.
I want to apply for this job, but my resume isn't up to date.
I can help you write a cover letter.
Thanks, but it must be handwritten.
Oh, okay. Shall I make copies of your supporting documents?
Thanks. Here are my degrees and references.
Unit 1. Job application.
求职.
3. Company information and job description.
公司及职位资讯. 美国人天天用的字词.
1. Workplace.
工作场所.
2. Office.
办公室.
3. Intern.
实习生.
4. Internship.
实习计划.
5. Company.
公司.
6. Vacancy.
空缺.
7. Position.
职位.
8. Recruit.
招募.
9. Candidate.
求职者.
10. Full-time.
全职的.
11. Part-time.
兼职的.
12. Flex-time.
弹性上班时间.
13. Shift.
轮班时间.
14. Day shift.
早班.
Afternoon shift.
午班.
Night shift.
晚班.
15. Working conditions.
工作环境。
16. Cubicle.
办公室小隔间。
17. Partition.
隔板。
18. Trainee.
培训生。
19. Trainee program.
培训计划。
20. Apprentice.
学徒。
21. Apprenticeship.
学徒期。
22. Physical examination. Medical examination.
健康检查。
23. Equal opportunity employer.
遵守就业平等的雇主。
24. Start ASAP.
马上到职。美国人都这样说，工作叙述。
Is there a vacancy for a part-time position?
请问是否有兼职工作的缺额？
We have an equal opportunity employer.
我们老板很遵守平等就业机会。
Let's find someone to start ASAP.
咱们找一位能马上到职的人。职务类别。
Shall we recruit an apprentice?
我们该招募一位学童吗？
I'm applying for an internship.
我正在申请一个实习计划。
I heard that this company is recruiting trainees.
我听说这家公司正在招募培训生。工作时间。
We need you to work on the night shift.
我们需要你来值晚班。
Our company offers flex time.
我们公司提供弹性上班时间。一起跟美国人开杠。
We desperately need another part-time worker for the night shift.
Well, let's find someone to start ASAP.
How much shall we offer the candidates?
The pay for other part-time workers is $20 per hour.
Maybe we should recruit a full-time apprentice. Unit 2. Interviews.
面试。
1.Preparation and during the interview.
面试准备与面试中。美国人天天用的字词。
1. Interview.
面试。
2. Interviewer.
面试官。
3. Interviewee.
面试者。
4. Attire.
正式服装。
5. Plain.
简单朴素的。
6. Paperwork.
资料文件。
7. Land a job.
得到工作。
8. Probation period.
试用期。
9. On the job training.
在职训练。
10. Confirm.
确认。
11. Postpone.
延期。
12. Punctual.
准时的。
13. Etiquette.
礼仪礼节。
14. Job description.
工作叙述。
15. Salary expectations.
预期薪资。
16. Personality test.
人格测验。
17. Human resources, HR.
人事部门。
18. Headhunter.
人资猎手。
19. Calm one's nerves. Settle one's nerves.
冷静下来。
20. Field.
领域。
21. Opportunity.
机会。
22. Notice.
通知。
23. Hire.
雇用。美国人都这样说，准备面试。
Make sure you are punctual.
一定要准时。
Wear proper attire.
穿着适当的服装。
I'd like to confirm our 9 o'clock appointment.
我想确认九点的面试。面试中。
Mind your etiquette when entering the room.
进入房间时注意礼节。
Calm your nerves before answering questions.
回答问题前先冷静下来。
Thank the interviewer for the opportunity.
感谢面试官给的面试机会。 询问细节。
What are your salary expectations?
你对薪资的预期是多少?
I have a question about the job description.
我对工作叙述有个疑问。
Will there be a probation period and on-the-job training?
有试用期和在职训练吗?一起跟美国人开杠。
I've got a big job interview tomorrow.
Make sure to be punctual to the interview.
That's good advice. Any other tips?
Calm your nerves before answering questions.
I will. Thanks.
Unit 2. Interviews.
面试
2. Experience and abilities.
工作经验与能力美国人天天用的字词
1. Competent
合格的、能干的、胜任的
2. Coordinate
协调
3. Cooperate
合作
4. Expertise
专门技能、专门知识
5. Analyze
分析
6. Evaluate
评估
7.Oversee.
监督
8. Track record.
成绩记录
9. Extracurricular.
课外的
10. Equip.
配备
11. Accumulate.
累积
12. Ability.
能力
13. Capable.
有能力的
14. Capability.
能力
15. Emphasis.
强调、着重。
16. Know-how.
知识、技能。
17. Specialize in.
专攻。
18. Specialty.
专业。
19. Keep up.
跟上。
20. Be responsible for.
负责。
21.Be in charge of.
负责
22. Deal with.
处理
23. Handle.
处理应付
24. Represent.
代表美国人都这样说学术表现
I have a good track record as a student.
我就学时有优异的成绩
I have an emphasis on literature.
我专攻文学。
The course equipped me with communication skills.
这堂课让我具备了沟通技巧。工作能力与专长。
I have the know-how.
我有专业技能。
I specialize in analyzing the markets.
我的专长是市场分析。
Software design is my area of expertise.
软体设计是我的专业领域。其他能力与经验。
I can deal with pressure well.
我能妥善处理压力。
I was responsible for customer service.
我以前负责客户服务。
I'm good at handling complaints.
我擅长处理客诉。一起跟美国人开杠。
Why do you think you're competent for this job?
I was responsible for customer service, so I'm experienced in handling complaints.
I see that in your resume.
I can also deal with pressure very well.
Unit 2. Interviews.
面试
3. Strengths and weaknesses.
个人特质美国人天天用的字词
1. Thorough.
详尽的
2. Detail-oriented.
注重细节的。
3. Conscientious.
细心负责的。
4. Proficient.
熟练的。
5. Multitasker. Multitasker.
一心多功者。
6. Strength.
优点。
7. Weakness.
缺点。
8. Personality.
个性。
9. Character
性格
10. Trait
性格特征。
11. Hardworking.
勤奋的。
12. Organized.
有条理的。
13. Patient.
有耐心的。
14. Persistence.
坚持不懈。
15. Humble.
谦卑的。
16. Confident.
自信的。
17. Ambitious.
有抱负的。
18. Resourceful.
机智的。
19. Insightful.
有洞察力的。
20. Goal-oriented.
目标导向的。
21. Outgoing.
外向的。
22. Easygoing.
随和的。
23. Initiative.
主动性。
24. Motivated.
积极主动的。
25. Fast learner.
学习力强者。
26. Team player.
有团队精神的人。美国人都这样说，谈论个性。
Being goal-oriented is important to me.
对我来说，以目标导向很重要。
I am very resourceful.
我很机智。
Are you an ambitious person?
你是个很有抱负的人吗？优点。
I'm a fast learner and a team player.
我学得很快，也很有团队精神。
One of my strengths is persistence.
我的优点之一就是坚持不懈。
I always try to show initiative.
我总是尝试着积极主动。缺点。
A trait I'm trying to change is impatience.
我想改变自己没耐心的这个特点。
I'm working on becoming more organized.
我正在努力让自己更有条理。
I wish I could be more confident.
我希望我可以再更有自信些。一起跟美国人开杠。
How would you describe yourself?
I'm hardworking and conscientious.
What are some of your strengths?
I'm motivated, resourceful, and ambitious.
Unit 3. Occupations.
职业类别。
1. Business, legal, and medical professions.
商业、法务与医药专业。美国人天天用的字词。
1. Lawyer.
律师。
2. Attorney.
律师。
3. Judge.
法官。
4. Therapist.
治疗专家。
5. Surgeon.
外科医生。
6. Entrepreneur.
企业家、创业者。
7. Banker.
银行家。
8. Salesperson.
推销员。
9. Secretary.
秘书。
10. Manager.
经理。
11. Accountant.
会计师。
12. Stockbroker.
股票经理人。
13. Consultant.
顾问。
14. Paralegal.
法务助理。
15. Prosecutor.
检察官。
16. Bailiff.
法警。
17. Paramedic.
医疗护理员。
18. Physician.
内科医生。
19. Psychiatrist.
精神科医生。
20. Shrink.
精神科医生。
21. Pharmacist.
药剂师。
22. Optician.
验光师。
23. Dentist.
牙医。
24. Veterinarian. Vet.
兽医。美国人都这样说，法务专业。
My lawyer charges me $200 per hour.
我的律师一小时收费200美元。
Can you recommend an attorney for me?
你可以推荐我一位律师吗？
The bailiff announced, "All rise," when the judge entered the room.
法警在法官进入法庭时宣布全体起立。医药专业
The optician gave me an eye test.
验光师帮我做了视力测验。
The pharmacist filled my prescription.
药剂师帮我配好药。
I took my dog to see the vet yesterday.
我昨天带我的狗去看兽医。其他专业
The accountant is on the phone.
会计师打电话来了。
We are advertising for a new salesperson.
我们正刊登广告寻找新推销员。
I've thought about being a stockbroker.
我曾想过要当股票经理员。一起跟美国人开杠。
Can you recommend an affordable attorney to me?
No, my lawyer charges me $200 per hour.
Oh, maybe I should ask Nick. He's a paralegal.
Good idea. Unit 3. Occupations.
职业类别。
2. Government, Media, and Arts.
公职、媒体与艺术工作者。美国人天天用的字词
1. Politician
政治人物
2. Bodyguard
保镖
3. Reporter
记者
4. Anchor
主播
5. Busker
街头艺人
6. Counselor
议员
7. Mayor
市长
8. Governor
州长
9. Senator
参议员
10. Minister
部长
11. Spokesperson
发言人
12. Security guard
保全
13. Detective
侦探
14. Soldier
士兵军人
15. Investigator
调查员
16. Police officer
警察
17. Firefighter
消防员
18. Host
主持人
19. Journalist
新闻记者
20. Cameraman
摄影师
21. Model
模特儿
22. Disc jockey, DJ.
混音师，电台主持人。
23. Choreographer.
编舞家。
24. Designer.
设计师。美国人都这样说，公职。
I don't trust politicians.
我不信任政治人物。
Mr. White was elected as the city's mayor.
怀特先生被选为该市市长。
The governor will make a speech soon.
那位州长很快就要发表演说。
I'll run for senator in the next election.
我要在下次选举竞选参议员。保全人员。
I'm calling a security guard if you don't leave.
你再不离开我就要叫保全了。
I quit my job as a bodyguard.
我辞掉了保镖的工作。
A private investigator uncovered Don's criminal history.
一位私家调查员发现了阿唐的犯罪记录。媒体与艺术工作者。
Andy is a DJ at a radio station.
安迪是电台的电台主持人。
I am a professional choreographer.
我是一位专业的编舞家。
Anne's so beautiful that she could be a model.
小安漂亮到可以去当模特儿。一起跟美国人开杠。
I want to be a politician.
Would you try to be a governor?
No, I want to be a senator.
You could be a candidate for counselor in the next election. Unit 3. Occupations.
职业类别。
3.Service and other professions.
服务业与其他专业。美国人天天用的字词。
1. Butler.
男管家。
2. Electrician.
电工。
3. Architect.
建筑师。
4. Gardener.
园丁。
5. Laborer.
工人，劳工。
6. Freelancer.
自由业者。
7. Janitor.
清洁员，工友，管理员。
8. Housekeeper.
管家。
9. Valet.
贴身男仆，代客停车员。
10. Chauffeur.
司机。
11. Caretaker.
看护。
12. Nanny.
保姆。
13. Babysitter.
保姆。
14. Receptionist.
接待员。
15. Stylist.
造型师。
16. Hairdresser.
发型设计师。
17. Baker.
烘焙师。
18. Carpenter.
木匠。
19. Real estate agent.
房地产经纪人。
20. Realtor.
房地产经纪人。
21. Programmer.
程式工程师。
22. Engineer.
工程师。
23. Beekeeper.
养蜂人。
24. Zookeeper.
动物园管理员。美国人都这样说，服务业。
We need a housekeeper to help look after our home.
我们需要一位管家帮我们打理家务。
Bart is a janitor in an elementary school.
巴特是位国小工友。
The gardener is mowing the lawn.
那个园丁正在除草。
That nanny is very good with kids.
那个保姆对小孩很有一套。
I need to visit my hairdresser every 2 months.
我每两个月就得去找理发师。其他专业。
I want to be a baker and own a shop.
我想成为烘焙师并有自己的店。
I am a programmer at Google.
我是谷歌的程式工程师。
You have to love animals to be a zookeeper.
喜欢动物才能当动物管理员。
I buy my honey directly from a beekeeper.
我都直接向养蜂人买蜂蜜。一起跟美国人开杠。
I think we need a housekeeper.
It'll cost too much. We can barely afford a nanny.
Speaking of which, I scheduled a meeting with the new nanny tomorrow.
Then I should go visit the hairdresser today. I don't want to make a bad impression.
Unit 4. In the office.
办公室环境。
1. Structures and job titles.
组织与职称。美国人天天用的字词。
1. Shareholder.
股东。
2. General manager.
总经理。
3. Headquarters. HQ.
总部。
4. Board.
董事会。
5. Customer Service Department.
客服部门。
6. Project Manager.
专案经理。
7. Team Leader.
领队，组长。
8. Branch.
分公司。
9. Division.
部门。
10. Department.
部门。
11. Section.
区域。
12.Research and Development Department, R&D Department,
研发部门。
13. Finance Department,
财务部门。
14. Accounting Department,
会计部门。
15. Marketing Department,
行销部门。
16. Sales Department,
业务部门。
17. Administrative Department,
行政部门。
18. President.
董事长，总裁。
19. Chairman.
董事长，会长。
20. Vice Chairman.
副董事长，副会长。
21. Executive.
主管，经理，行政的，管理的。
22. Deputy.
代理人副手。
23. Associate.
副手的。
24. Chief Executive Officer. CEO.
执行长。
25. Chief Financial Officer. CFO.
财务长。
26. Public Relations Manager. PR Manager.
公关经理。美国人都这样说，公司组织架构。
The shareholders meeting is in 5 minutes.
五分钟后要开股东会议。
I want a career in marketing.
我想要从事行销工作。
The sales department is on the 2nd floor.
业务部在二楼。
R&D are developing a new product.
研发部在研发一个新商品。
We pride ourselves on excellent customer service.
我们以优越的客户服务为傲。职称头衔。
I'd like you to meet our new team leader.
我想让你认识我们的新组长。
Our CEO works very hard.
我们的执行长很努力工作。
I want to eventually be the general manager.
我以后想当总经理。
Our chairman is a billionaire.
我们董事长是个亿万富翁。一起跟美国人开杠。
The shareholders meeting is in 5 minutes.
Will they discuss the problems with our customer service?
I'm afraid so. And the problem with the marketing department is pretty tricky too.
Well, I think we can blame it all on the general manager's poor leadership.
Unit 4. In the office.
办公室环境。
2.Office equipment, telephone, and emails.
办公设备、电话与邮件。美国人天天用的字词。
1. Conference room.
会议室。
2. Conference call.
多方会议电话。
3. Copier.
影印机。
4. Printer.
印表机。
5.Paper shredder.
碎纸机。
6. Foyer.
门厅、前厅。
7. Call center.
电话服务中心。
8. Filing cabinet.
资料文件柜。
9. Display cabinet.
展示柜。
10. Water cooler.
饮水机。
11. Recycling bin.
回收桶。
12. Send.
发送。
13. Receive.
接收。
14. Subject.
主旨。
15. Address. Address.
地址。
16. Forward.
转寄。
17. Inbox.
收件夹。
18.Spam.
垃圾信件。
19. CC. Carbon copy.
传送副本。
20. BCC. Blind carbon copy.
密件副本。
21. Put on hold.
线上等候，电话保留。
22. Put you through.
转接电话。
23. Voice message.
语音信箱。
24. Return somebody's call.
回电。
25. Call back.
回电。
26. Hang up.
挂电话。美国人都这样说，办公设备。
I need to clear out my filing cabinet.
我需要清理我的文件柜。
The copier has jammed again.
影印机又卡纸了。
Dispose of confidential documents with the paper shredder.
请用碎纸机丢弃机密文件。电子邮件。
I'll forward the email to every employee.
我会把信转寄给每位员工。
Your email ended up in my spam folder.
你的信跑到我的垃圾信件夹了。
What should I write in the subject line?
我的主旨该写什么？打电话。
I will put you through.
我将为您转接。
Why didn't you return my call?
你为什么没打电话回来给我？
I was put on hold for 20 minutes.
我在线上等了20分钟。一起跟美国人开杠。
Hi, Connie. Did you receive my email?
No. When did you send it?
About an hour ago. The subject line says prices.
Oh, it's in my spam folder. Unit 4. In the office.
办公室环境。
3. Office talk.
办公室闲聊。美国人天天用的字词。
1. Loner.
独行侠，边缘人。
2. Gossip magnet.
八卦焦点人物。
3. Bad mouth.
说坏话。
4. Through the grapevine.
小道消息。
5. Backstabbing.
暗箭伤人。
6. Workaholic.
工作狂。
7. Top dog.
最有权势的人。
8. Big shot.
大人物，有权势的人。
9. Big gun.
大人物，有权势的人。
10. Brown noser.
马屁精。
11. Yes man.
应声虫，烂好人。
12. Doormat.
出气筒，受气包。
13. Newbie.
菜鸟。
14. Tattle.
闲聊，说八卦，打小报告。
15. Step on somebody's toes.
越俎代庖而惹怒人。
16. Go over somebody's head.
越级犯上。
17. Goof around.
浑水摸鱼。
18. Cut corners.
变移形式，走捷径。
19. Fast track.
快速晋升之路。
20. Glass ceiling.
玻璃天花板，升迁限制。
21. Dog and pony show.
专门面炫耀的活动。
22. Happy hour.
酒吧的优惠时段。
23. Big bucks.
一大笔钱。
24. Peanuts.
微不足道的小钱。
25. Live paycheck to paycheck.
月光族。美国人都这样说，职场人物。
He thinks he's such a big shot.
他以为他自己是什么大人物吗？
I'm fed up with those brown nosers.
我受够这些马屁精了。
You have to stop being a doormat. Man up.
你不要再当受气包了。硬起来。讨厌的职场行为。
Did you tattle on me to my supervisor?
你去跟我的上司打小报告吗？
He's known for backstabbing.
他最会暗箭伤人了。
Stop goofing around. The boss is already onto you.
别再浑水摸鱼，老板已经盯上你了。
You're going to make the blacklist if you keep cutting corners.
你再继续变移形式的话，会被列入黑名单的。职场辛酸泪。
He's making big bucks and I'm only making peanuts.
他大把大把钞票进账，我却只在领这么微薄的薪水。
I need happy hour to heal the wounds from my daily work.
我需要酒吧的优惠时段来疗愈我每天工作上的创伤。一起跟美国人开杠。
I can't believe it. Vincent tattled on me to my supervisor.
Oh, you don't know? He's known for backstabbing.
And yet he's making big bucks and I'm only making peanuts.
Well, it sounds like you need happy hour after work. Unit 5. Human Resources.
人力资源。
1. Company Benefits.
公司福利。 美国人天天用的字词。
One, perk.
小福利、津贴、额外收入。
Two, cafeteria.
食堂、自助餐厅。
Three, benefit.
福利。
Four, company trip.
员工旅游。
Five, incentive.
动机、诱因。
Six, pay.
工资、薪水。
Seven, wage.
时薪、月薪、周薪。
Eight, salary.
月薪。
Nine, raise.
加薪。
Ten, promotion.
升迁。
Eleven, commission.
佣金、回扣。
Twelve, freebie.
公司赠品。
13. Fringe benefit.
补贴、附加福利。
14. Dividend.
股息、红利。
15. Annual bonus.
年终奖金。
16. Remuneration.
报酬。
17. Reimburse.
偿还。
18. Health insurance.
健保。
19. Disability insurance.
失能保险。
20. Company car.
公司配车。
21. Daycare.
托婴中心。
22. Nursing room.
哺乳室。
23. Family-friendly workplace.
友善家庭职场。
24.Work-life balance.
工作与生活间的平衡。美国人都这样说，公司福利。
Free food is one of the perks of being a chef.
当主厨的福利之一就是可以吃免费的食物。
My annual bonus was huge this year.
我今年的年终奖金很大包。
You'll receive 10% commission on all sales.
你会收到销售量的 10% 佣金。劳保与健保。
My company pays for my health insurance.
我的公司帮我付健保。
Disability insurance is optional.
失能险是选择性的。
10% of your salary is paid into a retirement fund.
你 10% 的薪水会支付到退休基金中。其他福利。
I dropped my kids off at the company daycare.
我把小孩带到托婴中心。
I value work-life balance.
我很重视工作和生活的平衡。
My company provides a family-friendly workplace.
我的公司提供了一个对家庭友善的工作环境。一起跟美国人开杠。
Will the company pay for my health insurance?
Yes, however, disability insurance is optional.
Oh, are there any other fringe benefits?
Yes, we have free daycare.
Wow, you provide such a family-friendly workplace. Unit 5. Human Resources.
人力资源
2. Taking leave and working overtime.
休假与加班美国人天天用的字词
1. Call in sick
请病假
2. Sick leave
病假
3. Overtime
加班
4. Work day and night
日以继夜的工作
5. Working round the clock
不眠不休工作
6. Ask for leave
请假
7. Personal leave
事假
8. Official leave
公假
9. Casual leave
临时事假
10. Menstrual leave
生理假
11. Maternity leave
产假
12. Paternity leave
陪产假
13. Parental leave.
育婴假
14. Bereavement leave.
丧假
15. Paid leave.
有薪假。
16. Annual leave.
年假、特休。
17. Public holiday. National holiday.
国定假日。
18. Comp time.
补假。
19. Slave away.
做牛做马。
20. Daily grind.
例行苦差事。
21. On call.
待命。
22. On duty.
值班。
23. Off duty.
下班。
24. Beyond the call of duty.
超出职务要求。
25. Go the extra mile.
额外努力，再加把劲。
26. Keep one's nose to the grindstone.
埋头苦干。美国人都这样说，假别。
Employees receive 7 days of personal leave annually.
每位员工每年都有7天的事假可以请。
I have a cold, so I'll take sick leave.
我感冒了，所以我今天会请病假。
Next Monday is a public holiday.
下周一是国定假日。加班、值班、待命。
Can you work overtime tonight?
你今晚能加班吗?
I can't drink. I'm still on duty.
我不能喝酒,我还在值班。
I am on call this week.
我这周要执勤待命。工作状况。
Our manager works day and night.
我们经理日以继夜的工作。
I slaved away all weekend at work.
我整个周末都在做牛做马的工作。
I always go the extra mile for my clients.
我总是会为了客户做额外的努力。一起跟美国人开杠。
Can you work overtime tonight?
But I'm already off duty. I just finished my 8-hour shift.
Next Monday is a public holiday.We need to stay on schedule.
I know, but I've been working day and night all this month. Unit 5. Human Resources.
人力资源。
3. Human Resources.
人事变动。美国人天天用的字词。
1. Staff.
员工。
2. Retire.
退休。
3.Downsize.
缩编、裁员。
4. Workforce.
劳动力。
5. Manpower.
人力。
6. Talent.
人才。
7. Personnel.
人员、职员。
8. Blue collar.
蓝领阶级。
9. White collar.
白领阶级。
10.Promote.
升迁。
11. Demote.
降职。
12. Final warning.
最终警告。
13. Ultimatum.
最后通牒。
14. Start at the bottom.
从基层开始。
15. Climb the corporate ladder.
慢慢爬升职位。
16. Work one's way to the top.
逐步爬升。
17. Fire.
开除，炒鱿鱼。
18. Lay off.
解雇，辞退。
19. Pension.
养老金，退休金。
20. Quit.
辞职。
21. Retirement fund.
退休基金。
22. Phased retirement.
阶段性退休。
23. Golden Parachute.
解雇补偿金。
24. Pink Slip.
解雇通知书。美国人都这样说，人力资源。
I'll organize the talent for the project.
我会组织那个计划的人才。
I graduated this year and joined the workforce.
我今年毕业并踏入职场。
Our personnel are all professionals.
我们的员工都是专业人士。职位异动。
When will it be my turn to be promoted?
什么时候才会轮到我升官?
Mike was demoted because he is unreliable.
麦克因为不可靠而被降职了。退休、辞职与裁员。
This is your final warning. Don't be late again.
这是最后警告,不要再迟到了。
Did you hear that Ben was fired?
你听说阿班被开除了吗?
Mr. Wilson will retire at the end of the year.
威尔森先生今年年底会退休。
I hate this lousy job. I quit.
我恨死这个烂工作了,我不干了。一起跟美国人开杠。
Did you hear that Ben was fired?
Yes, and 25 workers were also retrenched.
Really? Should we be worrying about ourselves too? I don't have enough pension yet.
You're right. I can't get laid off now. It took me 6 years to work my way to the top.